just to show my loyalty to my team and my teammates. You know, I know they always got my back, so I got their back too. So just showing them that I'm willing to not be a problem and a distraction. Just go out there, just practice and play and see what happens. That was my mindset.
Business. James Cook, 2025.
Welcome. Business completed.
Completed. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Kelly, Derek Kramer, here with you for the last hour leading up to preseason game number 2 tomorrow. At what time? 7th. It's a later game.
It's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. 7 o'clock pregame.
We're starting at 4 pregame.
Against the Bears.
I get to be here for all of it.
You must be ecstatic. the look on your face. I mean, at least it's Bills action, right? Can't complain.
My lawyers have advised me not to answer your question.
Okay. Plead the fifth. Sounds good. So, you know, if you're just joining us, my whole thing is I will be away for the next 2 weeks. So I will not see the preseason act. I will. I'll see it. But I won't be involved in the conversation.
You won't be as heavily involved within the preseason action that is tomorrow and next week.
Next week, yes. So I will be kind of off the grid leading into the regular NFL season. So we'll be back on track for the start of the season. But kind of wanted to, and I've gotten into sports betting, and not in the degenerate sense of I'm mortgaging my house by any means. Like we're not going to go that far.
You have made jokes about being a degenerate.
Though. Right, right. It's always fun to joke, never to be. So
there you go. That's a good way to say it.
I like looking at player props, player odds going into the season and just seeing how wrong or possibly 100% correct they can turn out. And it's kind of going around the NFL because the Bills don't have much, right? They don't have many question marks.
Really? There's an entire HBO Hard Knocks on them right now, and the national fan is saying they're boring. You're telling me that there's not many question marks on this team?
No, not many, because the quarterback is kind of still there, and, you know, when the quarterback's involved, it's just kind of stays moot, if you will.
It's also the Bills have been one of the best teams in the league for the last 5 years, and they've been that team and consistently been that team.
Yes.
Even in the down year, quote unquote, they have the 3 seed in the AFC East.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's on the down year.
The down year. And legitimately, that's why the saying is it's the Bills division until it's not, because they haven't proven any other way. So I'm gonna throw to Evan here for a second. Evan, could you possibly get some NFL music going to go around the NFL? Look at some of the top players in the league and their odds going into the regular season here. Because there are some interesting ones, especially new teams. Aaron Rodgers, like passing yards, passing touchdowns on the Steelers. Like, what are we feeling like, you know? So I think we could look at this a couple different ways. What do you think?
All right. This is your idea. I'm letting you spin it.
All right.
I'm here for the ride now.
So, Aaron Rodgers, regular season, total passing yards for this season. On the Pittsburgh Steelers with DK Metcalf. And I don't know who else.
Pat Freiermuth, and that's the list.
3,200 yards is the line. 3,200 and a half. Over or under? What do you think? What would you say Aaron Rodgers is able to do?
I feel like over is a good answer here because of the fact that, like, the guy may not be what he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But even with the Jets last year, he almost throws for 4,000 yards.
Right.
He was 103 off. 3,200 is a generous line.
Right.
For
him.
For Pro Rodgers.
Exactly. And even, like you said, on the Jets, almost approaching 4,000,
it seems like. He has to get hurt in order to not hit 32.
Yeah, and I'm knocking on wood for not another injury with him.
Yeah, you don't want it to be like that.
Never wish for injury or the newspaper will find the back of your head. So I would take the over on that, 3,200 and a half, easily.
Yes. I will say, like, it just, and it, you look at his entire career, it is the seasons that he gets injured that he does not hit at least 3,500 yards.
Yes. Yeah. So
even with the Jets,
the non-Achilles season,
he gets to 3,897 yards.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened his last two seasons where he has played a full year is that his interceptions have gone up.
Yep, they have.
A player who almost has had an outright refusal to throw interceptions, including his disgustingly hilarious 48-5 touchdown to interception ratio in 2020.
Yes.
His last two full seasons as a starter, 2022 and 2024, he's thrown a combined 23 picks.
Right.
That's almost antithetical of Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like a different player. It legitimately is.
He's not hitting the same tight windows that he used to.
Mm-mm.
He's not having the same reads there. But 3,200 yards is child's play for him still.
Yep, I would take the over easily. 3,200 and a half, easy. Now, staying on Rodgers, passing touchdowns. Over or under 22 and a half, you think he breaches?
I still think that's over.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 22, he has to get hurt.
Yes, I agree with you.
Because
it's not, I guess Vegas is kind of laying that out there. Like, there is a possibility for injury at his age, right? It's never out of the question.
That is a good point.
I think it might be hedging a little bit of the injury.
They're probably looking a little bit at the fragility of it. But I do look at that as he had 28 with the Jets. He had 26 in his last season with the Packers. So there is a little bit of a downward trajectory going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Touchdowns is a little tougher.
I still am
taking the over.
I would take the over too, but it is tougher to think about.
But I also think it's because Pittsburgh's going to need him to catch up in games, or they might garbage time their way to getting these stats.
Well, you know, that Hail Mary he threw against the Bills last year, what was that? You know, you never know.
That's first of all, that's Bills nonsense against the Hail Mary.
Just like the screen pass. The Bills against a Hail Mary or a screen pass, it's never a done deal. Never a done deal. But we're not going to do every quarterback because that's absolutely insane. We're going to just do some of the more notable names.
You're looking at notable ones. You've got them all picked out.
Yes. Here. So the next one I want to look at here, and because of your prediction for last season for the 49ers, I feel like it kind of throws a little wrench in what to expect from Brock Purdy now that they're healthy again, right? Over 3,850 and a half or under that for Brock Purdy next season. So he's approaching 4,000 passing yards, according to Vegas. What do you think there? Is he under? I feel like with McCaffrey, I would say under. I think he gets close to that.
I don't think it's McCaffrey that's the reason to have worry about Brock Purdy getting to 4,000 yards. I think it is the lack of trustworthy abilities of the wide receiver core and its ability to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Ayuk is still coming back from an injury from last year. Juwan Jennings is probably, I think, their only healthy wide receiver right now again.
Right.
They got rid of Deebo Samuel.
They did. Deebo is now on the Commanders.
And while he has had a major decline in his production, I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm going to say under on Purdy.
Under 38.50. That's 38.50 and a half. That's where he's at.
38.50 would be pretty much where he was last year, 38.64.
Mm-hmm.
And that was he missed two games.
Yeah. So, realistically, if he's healthy the entire season, there is a chance. And he did that with a battered 49ers team with injuries last year.
Yes,
so
he did.
There is a chance he goes over 4,000, but I don't know. I don't feel that trending up yet. So, his touchdowns, though, over 24.5, under 24.5. I feel like that could get a little interesting there.
There's a lot of variance because Brock Purdy, his seasons of touchdowns are as follows. Rookie year 13 in 9 games, 5 starts.
Yes.
31. 20.
Yes.
There's variance.
There is variance. I would say 24 is a medium of that variance. 24
is probably a really good number to settle on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say under on the yards, over on the touchdowns.
I'm with you on that. I agree. I think 24.5 is pretty much the median of where he has been. So he has the opportunity to breach that. But another quarterback coming up just here. We were talking about him earlier today. Caleb Williams. You interested in his regular season passing totals?
I am very interested in this, considering that we're going to get a nice little preview of him.
We are.
Tomorrow night.
3,625 and a half is his over-under line. So approaching 4,000.
Okay.
I would say that's a pretty good line for him. I think he might be right about that.
I think that's a really good line, because if he gets over that, we're looking at legitimately the first ever Bears quarterback to throw at 4,000 yards.
Yes. Right. Right.
Zach and I did I went into a rabbit hole yesterday on the Bears and Caleb Williams and the Bears organization as a whole. I do believe it was Steve that tweeted yesterday about this. Steve said if they can't get this combination of Ben Johnson as the head coach and Caleb Williams as the quarterback to get to 4,000 yards, they may never do it as a franchise. And I agree. If you can't get this combination to do it, pack it up, run wing T for the rest of your life.
Yeah, right.
I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Play triple option, be literally different than everyone else because you're never getting a 4,000-yard passer.
You're right.
If you don't do it with this combination.
Absolutely.
I still think that that's a really good line.
I don't know if he breaks it, though. That's where I think he'll hit it. He might be right around it. A little over, a little under.
I think it's going to be over and still going to fall short of 4,000.
Okay.
Because the Bears are just a franchise that is doomed to never have one.
Right. I agree. I think he might breach it by probably 100 yards.
Ready? Here's the simple reasoning on this.
Mm-hmm.
He had 3,500 yards passing last year. Take 10 sacks away from him.
It's probably where he's at.
You're probably getting that 100 yards to get to that line.
Absolutely. So you're a little over.
Take 10 sacks away from a 68-yard sack for a 68-sack season.
68-sack season is wild to
take
even say.
10 of them away.
And he's there.
You're probably getting more production from him.
Mm-hmm. And his touchdown passing touchdowns, not in general,
yep.
22 and a half.
Over.
Yeah.
He had 20 in his rookie year where he again got sacked 68 times.
Mm-hmm. So the less sacks.
If you can correct some of this with the new offensive coordinator or a new offensive system.
And a new offensive coordinator technically as well.
Yep.
You're going to get there.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Or you're a bust.
Then the question
we'll
comes
find out.
Where he goes. I'm intrigued to see what action we see from him coming up
weekend. It would be really tough to see him not do well, especially because, again, that Wickersham book puts more target
on him.
On him.
Yeah.
Being the quote-unquote problem.
Talk about painting the bullseye on your own back. I mean, that's pretty much what interview did.
He needs to have a good year, and mm-hmm. I think that he'll have a better one. Again, getting sacked 68 times tells me, one, that you're way too patient with the football. You need to get out faster. And two, a better offensive system probably allows for less complexity in routes, mm-hmm. and Ben Johnson's creativity is going to help with that in that regard.
Right. I'm skipping around here a little bit. I'm looking at Drake May right now with the Patriots in his sophomore season. Him specifically is interesting to me. Just does the wide receiver help really help him, or are we going to see a pretty similar performance to last year? Are they really that year away from being a year away?
Dude.
3,275. 3,275 and a half yards is his passing yards.
3,275.
Yeah.
Okay. So what they're asking for is 1,000 more yards than what he hit last year.
Mm-hmm. Which I think your upgraded wide receiver core might be able to get that for.
You might. Because I'm going to give to you the wide receivers on the roster
from last year. Okay.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Two of his top four receivers were tight ends.
Yes.
In terms of yards.
Okay.
And Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper. He was throwing to Kayshon Booty, DeMario Douglas,
oh God,
Kendrick Bourne, Jalen Polk.
Yep. Gross.
Polk, by the way, is outpaced by not only two tight ends, but two running backs in Antonio Gibson and Ramondre Stevenson. The latter of whom dropped a ball that allowed the Bills to turn it around in a game where they were sleepwalking against the Patriots.
Because mm-hmm.
that's recovered for a touchdown.
Yep. Yep. So,
and it was a swing pass. It wasn't necessarily supposed to be a fumble. It was just... pass ends up behind,
mm-hmm.
and Stevenson drops it. Jalen Polk had 87 yards last year.
Yeah,
that's not good enough.
Disgusting.
For the fourth wide receiver on your team to have 87 yards,
mm-hmm.
you needed to do something to get Stephon Diggs in there. You can't have as bad of a group from that. Also, Kyle Williams, sneaky good. I really liked him, and apparently so did the Patriots, and they took him far sooner than even I expected.
Yep, and even you have Mac Hollins on the squad this year as
Mac Hollins being a tertiary option, again, is probably where he's most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think over 3,275 and a half is easy pick here.
I don't know if it's an easy pick. It's a lot of production you got to make up from, especially when you have an offensive line that's not known for being stable.
Right.
But you also do have a better running back coming in Travion Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm gonna take over on that. I don't know.
I'm gonna take over. I don't love it.
I'd be a little nervous if I was actually gonna place that.
But at the same time, if Drake May is actually going to be solid in this league, he will make that next step.
Yep. Yep. And his passing touchdowns, over 20 and a half, under 20 and a half. I'm taking over 20 and a half.
Considering he had 15 in 13 games last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's what you're 100% right. And if we're expecting more production for the passing yards, passing touchdowns kind of come along with that.
Yes.
So I know we're ticking closer to the break, so I'll keep a couple.
Oh, we're still doing fine here.
Jaden Daniels is where I want to go next.
I'm going to be interested to hear what the numbers have to say here, because Jaden Daniels is going to be a really, like, these numbers are going to get possibly comical.
Yep, they might get comical. And I'm going to tell you, I think I'm going to take the over right now.
Okay.
Before I even tell you. 3,425 and a half. That's, over.
That's less than he did last year.
I know. I'm hammering the over on that.
I mean, I get it because they did lose a couple pieces.
Right. And they might be expecting a sophomore slump. But
more importantly, there might be... like how extreme does this get with the contract situation with Terry McLaurin? If he holds out into the season, we got a problem.
Is he going to hold out into the season? I think he'll play. I think it's a similar situation to if James Cook didn't end up getting his money, he would have played in the regular season for the Bills. He will go somewhere else.
Yes, but McLaurin does have more money in the bank than Cook did.
Yeah.
In terms of his holdout. And he has a lot more production within the league to try to do that.
Yeah, more leverage.
And I, from what the sources have said, it has been like $7 to $8 million apart. They are like, there's a cliff.
I don't like that. Considering he's a wide receiver on my Dynasty Fantasy Football team, I'm a little
nervous. They're a canyon apart.
Okay. Well,
but that's still kind of funny to me that it's less than what he had passing totals last year.
Mm-hmm.
What are his rushing totals looking like?
Like rushing props?
Yeah, what's the rushing props on that?
Let's see. I'm going to have to go look for him.
Right.
Jaden Daniels' regular season rushing total, over 675 and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're really banking on a slump.
Oh, they are. Josh Allen's over 500 and a half.
Do you know how many yards Jaden Daniels ran for last year?
I don't off the top of my head. How many?
9 off of 900, 891. You're telling me he's going to dip that far?
They think a sophomore slump is incoming.
Yeah, they do.
That's what this looks like.
Yeah, they do. They sure do.
So, again,
I don't think it's that extreme. I'm taking the over on all of those.
Yeah, over, and then his touchdowns, I haven't even told you that, 24 and a half. Over. I don't know how many he scored last year. This is just passing touchdowns.
Yeah. I might go ahead and say that's a good line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still taking over, but I'm not... Yeah, that one I'm not as crazy about.
Okay.
Okay. The others? Easy. Over easy.
Okay.
Well, like the egg.
Over easy like the egg. I will say, I'm going to let this bleed into the next segment because I've got a couple big names that are interesting, but right here... just off of last year and what is going on in Miami, Tua turned the ball over, right? He is 3,425 and a half. That's his over underline. And I do want to talk more about the Dolphins.
How much is it again?
3,425 and a half.
Oh, 3,400. On a Dolphins team that might be cooked.
But also has Tyreek Hill, so,
for a player that has had only one healthy season.
Mm-hmm.
That healthy season, he led the league in passing yards.
He did. And they put up 70 points on the Broncos.
We're going to have to talk about that one on the other side.
Yeah, I agree. But his touchdowns, by the way, over 22 and a half, under 22 and a half. So
we'll get the answers to those.
We will. I'm intrigued, and I've got a couple more big names to look at in the next segment. And I just can't wait to talk about the Dolphins in general.
And we might be taking some pot shots on Miami coming up next.
Yes, sir.